Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Lamed Vav Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include, the Gemara continues discussing the question of Hanukkah Hami, Shluchi Didan Hava or Shluchi Dishmaya. When the Kahanim do the Avodah, are they considered our agents or Hashem's agents? The Ran explains that although our Gemara does not resolve the question of Hanukkah Hami, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin concludes that Kahanah Shluchi D'Rachman Aninu, because Mikami Didhanan Loi Mitzina Lamevet V'inu Avdi. A person cannot become a shliach for a task that the mashliach cannot do. However, the Gemara here tried to resolve this question from a Mishnah or Brisa. The Gemara also continues discussing the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. Hakol tzrichen das, chutz mimchusa kapara. All karbanas that are ba'in l'chapara can only be brought with the Bailam's consent, with the exception of mechusa kapara, which can be brought even without the Bailam's consent. The question of Hatayr Mishaloy al Shalchaver, Tsarch Daitoy Oiloy, a person that wants to separate Truma from his own fruit, to remove the Isr Tevel from his friend's fruit, does he need his friend's consent? And the question of Hatayr Mishaloy al Shalchaver, Toyvesa no Shalmi, who is entitled to the benefit of giving the Truma to the Kohen of his choice? Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include Mechusr Kapara, people who are Tamei Beziva, Tzaras, V'yoledes, are obligated to bring karbanas that remove their tumah completely so that mutarin likonis l'mikdash v'lechel v'kadashim. They are permitted to enter the Bais HaMikdash and eat karbanas. Hoyel v'nitche yitche. Once a karban becomes pasul, it remains pasul. Ina Pesach nechel ele l'menuyev. A karban Pesach can only be eaten by those who were assigned to the Pesach before the Hakrava. Selaveis avis labdoi raisa. The Torah does not obligate children to be included in the Karban Pesach. However, as the Ran explains, Oichlu mimenu afa pisholoi nimnu ulav. They may eat the Karban Pesach, even though they were not assigned before the Hakrava. Hatarim sholoi midas bal habayis, ein truma se truma. If a person separates truma without the owner's permission, the truma is not effective, because the Pasuk states, Kein terumu gam atimis truma se Hashem. The word gam is superfluous, which teaches l'rabbis shluchachem. An agent is comparable to Atem, the owner of the Tevel fruits, in which he may also separate Truma. However, Ma'atem l'daitchem, af shluchachem l'daitchem. Just as the Baal HaKri only separates with his intent, the Shlich can only separate with the Baal HaKri's permission. Zachen l'adam shle b'fanav, ve'in chaven l'adam el b'fanav. One can do something positive on behalf of another person without his consent, because we assume he wants it, and the person is automatically considered his Shlich, his agent. However, one cannot do anything that may be a disadvantage for him unless he agrees. Meisiv Chaimish. Whenever the original owner is paida, redeems the animal or object from hektish, he must add 1/5 to its value. Tumura, to transfer the kedusha of a carbon to another animal.